side.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb your mood. Let me try to match your mood. Good morning. So glad you are all here today. I am so very thrilled to be with you. Please don't smile at me or anything. That would be embarrassing. And don't talk to me afterwards either. I'm joking. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. 1 Timothy 3:14. 1 Timothy 3:14. The Bible says, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." That thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your word today. Father, please help me as I share this message. Help each one of us to understand the importance of it. And Father, I pray that you bless this message in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This morning I'd like to talk to the young people about basic behavior toward others in church. Basic behavior toward others in church. We need to know how to behave in church. It's very important. We've got a lot of young people growing up, a lot of babies getting older and starting to understand things, and a lot of toddlers becoming young people. And so we need our young people to understand these things very well. If you would, go with me to John chapter 13 now, please. John 13. Basic behavior toward others in church. Okay? Very simple things we're going to talk about. And I'm not going to talk about sitting still, which is something the little ones need to do. I'm not going to talk about how you need to be quiet. That's mommy and daddy's job to train you that. And it's mommy's and daddy's job to train you in this too, but I just want to encourage you in this right here today, okay? John chapter 13, looking at verse 33 through 35. "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The very first basic thing that we need to learn as a young person and as a young child of God is that we need to show love to Christian brethren. We need to show love to Christian brethren, the brothers and sisters in the church building that we are with. We must show love to them. This is a basic command of the Lord, young people. Basic. This is one of the very first things the Holy Spirit is going to teach you when you get saved. One of the very first things. Okay, this is very important. So this lesson is for the very young in the Lord. And it's also for the very young ones that haven't been saved, that they need to start showing love to other people, all right? This is a basic thing. This is one of the baby steps of Christianity. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, please. 1 John chapter 3. It's one of the very first things that we need to learn as we come to church. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. Notice what it says here. "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning." From the beginning, from the very first when you got saved. This is what you were to learn from the very beginning. That we should love one another. So this is really, really simple. Love the folks that show love to everyone that comes in the church door, but especially to the church members, to the brothers and sisters in Christ, okay? But this, even though this is a basic thing, sometimes we need reminded. Look at 2 John. 2 John chapter 1. Sometimes we need reminded. That's why I'm preaching this message this morning. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 4. Notice what the Apostle John tells this elect lady. He says in verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. So what is that implying? It's implying that this elect lady has been saved for a while, and that she taught her children how to walk with the Lord. Okay? That's what that implies. This lady has been saved for a while. But then he goes on and says, and he reminds her of this, as we have received a commandment from the Father, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. So here he's reminding this elect lady, this probably an elderly lady, I'm assuming, because she has grown children walking with the Lord. A grown lady who's been saved for a while, she taught her children how to walk with the Lord. And John is reminding her that we need to show love one to another. So all of us need to be reminded of this at times, okay? This is not only for the very young in the Lord. It's not only for the very young ones that are growing up. We all need reminded of this sometimes, okay? But this is one of the very first things the Holy Spirit will endeavor to teach us, because it embodies all the rest of Christianity. Showing love to your brother and sister embodies all the rest of Christianity. And this is why it's so very important. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. So very important. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And look at verse 5. Now the end of the commandment, that's referring to the sum total of the commandment. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Charity out of a pure heart. The sum total of the commandment includes charity toward your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now go with me to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22. Matthew 22, verse 36. Matthew 22:36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Notice the last verse here. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's the sum total of Christianity. It's where everything else flows forth from. The love of God toward us, we therefore love Jesus in return, and His love enables us to love others. So it's the first thing to learn as you grow up in the Lord, as you grow up in a Christian family and come to church, love the brothers and sisters in Christ that you come to church with. Now, and I know we can be petty, and perhaps there's a young person here who might have this train of thought. Maybe you've had this thought pass through your mind before. Well, I don't think I need to show love to that person because I don't think they really are a Christian. I just don't think they're really saved. And we're supposed to love the brethren, so I really don't think I need to show love to that person. Oh dear. That would be a terrible, terribly wicked and sinful attitude to have, okay? Why? Well, go with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. I don't think that person is saved. I think that they're acting. And so I don't think I need to show Christ's love to that person because we're told to show love to the brethren. That is a terrible thing, attitude to have, okay? Romans chapter 14, verse 4. Why is it so terrible? Because you have now placed yourself in the seat of Jesus Christ. You have now placed yourself in the seat of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand, but it doesn't say God will help you stand with that attitude, by the way. And let's skip down to verse 10 of the same chapter. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It's Christ's judgment seat to be judging another person's salvation. You don't know another person's heart. What the church goes on for membership is their testimony. And granted, somebody could give a testimony that is just made up. But we also go on their behavior. Are they acting like a Christian? And does their testimony match what the Bible says would be a salvation testimony? But still, somebody could be a pretender. And they could live a lot like Jesus wants a person to live and have a fake testimony. And so somebody could become a church member who is not truly saved. This happens a lot of times in churches nowadays, okay? There's a lot of church members in the U.S. That aren't saved, okay? And we don't want unsaved church members. We endeavor to have all saved church members in our church. But it's not up to the individual person to say, well, I judge that person that is sitting beside me or that person that is across the aisle from me, I'm pretty sure that person is not saved. You have now placed yourself in the seat of Jesus Christ. He's the judge, not you or me. Another reason why this is such a terrible thing to do is that you have now chosen to ignore the rest of Scripture. The rest of scriptural commands to love all men. Well, I don't need to love my brother because I really don't think he's my brother. I don't need to love that sister because I don't think she's my sister. Wait a minute. Jesus said, love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself. He did not say brother or sister in that verse, did he? So to decide that you don't have to show love to someone because they're not a brother or a sister is to disobey Jesus Christ blatantly. To disobey Jesus Christ. That attitude would be in direct disobedience to God's word. Okay? And then a third reason why this is such a terrible and wicked attitude to have. Let's just say for clarity's sake that I have this attitude. Okay, I have this attitude towards somebody in the church. I have decided that I don't think that person is saved, and so I do not need to show Christian love to that person that is called a brother or sister because I do not think that person is born again. I really don't think so, so I'm not going to show Christ's love to that person. What does that look like then to the rest of you who are watching me? That I'm refusing to show Christian love to that person? To every other Christian, the person refusing to show Christ's love becomes the person who is acting like an unsaved person. To everybody else, the person who refuses to show Christ's love is the one who is acting like an unsaved person. Okay? Here I am, having judged someone else as unsaved, and therefore excusing myself from extending Christ's love to that person. And now the Bible says my walk with the Lord must come into question. The Bible says my walk with the Lord must come into question. Go with me to 1 John 3, please. 1 John 3. Any mature Christian that realizes what I am doing to that other brother in the Lord must therefore start to wonder, well, Pastor Derek is disobeying God blatantly. Pastor Derek is not showing love to that person. Is Pastor Derek really saved? We have four different verses that explain this. 1 John, please. 1 John, please. Chapter 3 and verse 14. 1 John 3:14. It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That's one of the proofs of being saved. It's because God puts a love in my heart for all of God's children. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. This is one of the proofs of how we can tell if a person is not saved. In other words, if you refuse to show love to somebody who is a brother or sister in Christ, or is deemed as such by everybody else, then the rest of the church is to say, well, that person is not acting like a saved person should act. That's one verse. Go with me, please, to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 20, third verse. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, and that word is based upon the fact of I don't show love to that brother. I don't show love. That's the same as hating in the Bible. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So this is a basis for judging whether somebody is saved. Okay? Now go back to John 13. John 13. The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 13. The fourth verse that explains this as one of the ways we judge whether a person is saved. We've already read this verse, but it's the fourth verse here. John 13, 35. This is Jesus' own words. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And that all men is also the disciples, the other disciples themselves. The other disciples themselves will know that ye are my disciple, if ye have love one to another, you see. So to have the attitude, well, I don't think that person is saved, so that excuses me from being kind and loving to that person. That is a direct violation of Scripture, okay? Direct violation of Scripture. We are not allowed to not show love to anyone. We are not allowed to not show love to anyone. Well, how can I show love? Young people, how can you and I show love on any given Sunday? On any day we come to church, how can I show love to everybody? Well, let me give you some common ways we can show love. Come to church with a ready smile for everyone. A ready smile. What does that mean? That means I have to come in the door with a smile plastered on my face and keep it there the whole time and don't take it down. No. That's not what it means. It means a smile ready to appear on your face for everyone. Everyone. We're to love everyone. A smile is the basic thing that shows that you love somebody. You care about them. You welcome them. You're glad they're there. A ready smile for everybody. This is very important. Very, very important. Your smile should be ready. As soon as you look at somebody, ready. To be put on your face, ready. As soon as you meet their gaze and they're meeting your gaze, ready to smile at somebody. This is how a simple baby step of showing Christ's love. Smile. To not smile is rude. Do you know that? To not smile is rude. You're here. You're a child of God. You claim to be, and we are to show love to other people. Smile at them. Smile at them. Smile at every single person in church. Every single person in the church building. Basic way. Becky, smile. Smile. Can you smile? There's a smile. A ready smile. A ready smile. Very simple. This is child steps, baby steps. If you were to come to church, young people, week after week, refusing to have a smile on your face. People are going to wonder, what is the deal with that person? Do they want to be in church? Do they like coming to church at all? Do they know Jesus Christ as their Savior? Because if they do know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're going to want to come to church. And so it's going to be a pleasant experience to them. But I don't ever see them smile. What's going on? You see, it's a pretty, you know, 1, 2, 3 step thing that happens when if you don't smile at all. People are going to wonder, why don't they smile? Smiling is not hard. Smiling is not difficult. Smiling is a basic, friendly thing to do. Basic. It's the very easiest thing to do to anyone to show them love. Smile. Just smile. Remember in COVID? What was the worst thing about going out in the public about COVID? You could not see what anybody looked like anymore. Everybody looked the same. And it was depressing, wasn't it? It's like, I don't know if they're happy at me, if they're mad at me. I can't see anybody smile anymore. It's depressing to go out into the world when all you see is a bunch of face masks. You see? That's what happened to all of us. We all talked about it. I can't see anybody smile. You can't see my smile. You don't know if I'm frowning at you, glaring at you. You just don't know. A smile. We need to have a ready smile, young people. The very easiest thing to do to show somebody love, just smile. Are you happy they're here at church? Sure you are. Why not? They're here to learn about Jesus. That's a great thing. So you're happy they're here. Praise God. Smile. The second basic thing that I can do to begin to show love on any given Sunday is shake every hand. Shake every hand. Don't be afraid of hands, young people. Shake every hand that is offered to you with a smile. With a smile. Don't shake a hand like this. Fine. If I went around and said, hello, good to have you here. Hello, I'm so glad you're here. Hello, good to meet you. Wonder what your name is. Doesn't matter. Hello. That's not too welcoming, is it? You're going to wonder, what is wrong with Pastor Derek? Right? And it's pretty obvious. You're all laughing at me. Okay, young people, there are some young people that will answer a handshake. I'm fine. But they look down sometimes. Or they look away sometimes. Or answer a handshake with a smile and look at the person with a smile. It's basic. Common courtesy. Shake every hand that is offered to you with a smile. Meet the gaze. Hi. Look them in the eye. I'm glad you're here. Especially adults, young people. Adults, look adults in the eye. Look adults in the eye. Don't look away. It's rude, okay? It's rude to not look an adult in the eye. And when an adult speaks to you, third thing to show love. When an adult speaks to you, A, respond. Oh dear, how rude is it if you wouldn't respond to an adult? Shamefully disrespectful. I get after my girls all the time when we go to a grocery store. And they're with me, and so it's not bad, it's not rude for a stranger to speak to my children that are with me. And the stranger says, hi, that's a nice, pretty dress. And it's like, oh my goodness, they're not responding. Say thank you. It's embarrassing. It's rude to not respond to an adult who says something to you. But also, be sure you respond loudly enough that they can hear you, young people. Especially elderly folks. Don't mumble. I'm fine. Good to meet you. They didn't hear that. What did you say? Elderly folks have a hard time hearing. Be sure you speak up when you speak to an adult. I mean, I have a hard time hearing people sometimes, okay? And I'm not that old. Be sure you speak up when you respond to an adult, all right? It shows love. It shows you care about that person. You are concerned that they do hear what you said. It shows that you care. And caring shows love. Okay? So come to church with a ready smile. Shake every hand that is offered to you with a smile. Look adults in the eye and respond so they can hear you. Be sure you're not mumbling. It's very important. Loving someone is so important. Do you know that loving someone else is making them more important to you than you are? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Loving someone is making them at least as important as you are. Perhaps you're bashful. I know we have some bashful kids. I know we have some shy young people. So you have a hard, difficult time coming out of your shell. I understand that. I was extremely bashful. I mean, if people looked at me, I would turn red. And I'm talking about beet red. So everybody would know. And I just made it worse, and I just turned redder and redder and redder and redder. I would want to go put my head in a sack. But I couldn't have a sack with me all the time. So I know what it is to be bashful. I am an extreme introvert. I would love to never speak to anybody but my own personal family ever again. That would be just fine with me. I'm an extreme introvert. But that's being selfish on my part. To never, you know, bother speaking to other people is to not care about other people, isn't it? What matters, young people? What matters? Other people matter. Other people's souls matter. You and I have got to come out of our shell and make sure we're polite and loving and caring and show the care and the love to others in church especially. To others in church especially. What are you going to take to heaven with you, young people? Stuff? No. Only thing I know about that you can take to heaven is people, other people that you influenced to be saved. People are what matters. Stop caring about yourself. Come out of your shell. Don't be so bashful that I wonder what they're going to think of me. By doing I wonder what they're going to think of me, they're going to wonder about you. They're going to wonder about you. That person has a problem of some sort. I don't know what it is, but the problem is bashfulness. But I don't know what it is, but that person had a problem. And so now they are thinking about you because you... I don't want them to think about me. Now they are. You see? You've done exactly what you didn't want to happen just by being bashful. Come out of your shell. Courtesy. Common courtesy. Hello. Smile. And that way they won't wonder, what is wrong with that child? They won't wonder anymore. But it's so important to love someone. They are what matters. That's how you get rewards, is by influencing other people. Do you want to get to heaven and have nothing to show God and to lay at Jesus' feet as a reward? Lord, these are the people I influence with my life. And some of them became better Christians. Some of them became Christians because of me. And praise God, and this is what I want to give to you, Lord Jesus. Or do you want to have nothing? I was so shy and bashful, I couldn't say anything, I couldn't do anything. Nobody in my life was influenced by my life because I was too introverted. I would not care enough about others. I would not come out of my shell. I was too concerned with myself, you see. We need to love people. Proverbs 18:24. Let's go there, please. Proverbs 18:24. Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. A man that does not show himself friendly is not going to have hardly any friends. We need to show ourselves friendly so that others will think, I enjoyed being here today. I enjoyed talking to that young person. Maybe they're your own age. I enjoyed talking to that person. I think that person can be my friend. You see, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Go to Ecclesiastes, close to Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Church is a time to build up, by the way. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence. During church is a time to keep silence, little ones. Of course, you know that. You're being pretty silent here this morning. Time to keep silence and a time to speak. After church, it's time to speak. After the service is over, it's time to speak to people. It's time to show yourself friendly. It's time to go greet people and give them a smile. Give them a smile. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Church is a time to show some emotion. Did you know that? Church is a time to show some emotion. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." How do you do those things without showing any emotion? You can't. You can't. Church is a time to show some emotion. Now, there's times when you should not show some emotion, and there are times when you should show emotion. Primarily, church is a time when you should show some emotion. Happiness, joy, gladness, that kind of emotion. Now, here, I'll give you some emotion that you should not show at church. What's the word? Surprise. Who is coming through that door? What are they wearing? They'll never come back. They will never come back if we have that kind of response to somebody who walks through this door. Surprise, shock, are emotions that should never come across our face at church. Okay? But the good emotions should definitely be shown. Kindness, laughter, smile, even crying is good. But chuckle, crack a grin after church, crack a grin at my jokes. Please, I know I'm a terrible joke teller, but at least crack a grin and tell me you're alive. Come on. Be a friend. In church, say amen. In church, you can rejoice. In church, you can praise the Lord. In church is a time to let down your defensive wall. Okay? I understand having a wall when you go out into the world. You got to be wary about where you look. You just have to be wary. You have to have some kind of wall when you go out in the world. Not at church. Let down your wall. Let down your wall and show people who you really are. That's what you need to do at church. Show people the Christ-likeness in your heart. Let down the wall. Psalm 122:1. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Did you show any gladness this morning when you came into church? I was glad when they said unto me. Or do you want me to act like you? Thank you for coming today. I'm so happy you are here. Let's all rejoice together and get excited about God. And let's stand together and sing, "Rejoice in the Lord. Oh, rejoice in the Lord. He makes no mistake." Should I stand up here and act like that? You would think there's something wrong with him. Well, guess what? You sit there and stare at me like that, and you sing songs like that. Some of you sing, that's the only way you sing a song. Are you enjoying any song? Does any song speak to your soul and give you gladness, joy, sadness, any emotion? Let down the wall. You're in church. You're with the Lord Jesus. You're to be worshiping the Lord Jesus. So show some emotion to Him, if nobody else. Show some emotion to Him. Psalm 55:14 says, "We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." David loved to go to church. David showed emotion even before he got to church. Psalm 42:4, "I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise." I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Is that our attitude? Do we show some emotion? Psalm 84:10, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Emotion. David showed emotion. God was pleased with that too. God was pleased that he would rejoice and praise him and encourage others around him by his attitude. You see. And we're running out of time. But this is how you can show love on any given Sunday. Just have a ready smile. Show some emotion to folks. Be sure you shake every hand that is offered to you. Do not turn away from a hand. That would be the height of rudeness. The height of rudeness is to turn away from a hand. That is our culture. Our culture says, if you refuse to shake a hand, you are saying one of two things to that person. You are saying, either I am really mad at you, so I'm not going to shake my hand. Shake your hand. That's what you're saying. I'm really mad at you. Or, I want to insult you, and so I'm not going to shake your hand. That's what it means to not shake a hand. I want to insult you, or I am really mad at you. Okay? Do not refuse to shake hands, children. Do not refuse to shake hands. You shake a hand. And for little babies and little toddlers, it's everybody understands. Little toddlers are afraid to shake hands. So I'm not getting after the toddlers this morning. Okay? But look adults in the eye. Show love. Show respect. Respond. Respond with a voice they can hear. Respond with a voice they can hear. Come out of your shell and show love. Church is the time to do that. Church is the time to do that. Show some emotion. Show some emotion. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Father, help each one of us. Help every young people, every young person here, Lord, to understand how important it is. We're gonna have lots of visitors, Lord willing, come to this door, Lord. You know that, and we need to be ready, and already have learned all these principles, so that we're ready for them, and ready to show love to that person. Oh Lord, I pray that you'd help each child here to learn these things. Thank you for this time now. Bless it, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to take